As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, so apparently The Athletic, welcome back in on a Monday, by the way. We'll circle back to the Rockets and Astros and the draft in a little bit. But this article over the weekend tickled me a little bit. The Athletic obtained several emails that were in that were part of Bill Belichick correspondence at the University of North Carolina. They made an open records request. You and I need to do more of that, Seth. You and I need to make more open records requests.
I do, which immediately I'm like, this feels aggressive for a sports story. Like that they're making an open records request to find out exactly how involved the Belichick's girlfriend is in the affairs of the UNC football team.
Because the story had come out a couple weeks ago that Belichick had told everybody within, you know, marketing and certain parts of the football program to CC Jordan Hudson, his current girlfriend, who, for those who don't know, not that it matters, but she's 49 years his junior right now. He's 72, 73. She's in her mid-20s.
She's like a year or two fresh out of grad school, right?
Seems like a sharp cookie. The Athletic acquired 44 pages of emails from the UNC football program.
Various emails. And now, okay, real quick, before we start, I guess where I feel like it feels over-aggressive is there hadn't been accusations of impropriety or anything, right? It was just people were curious about just how involved she is.
Yeah, well, and
I feel like when I go make an open records request, it should be because I feel like there's some wrongdoing or something.
We don't get charged for it. Do they charge you for an open records request? We should be requesting everything, you and me.
I guess so, We should start going after anybody in any institution that's a public institution.
I, for one, am glad they made this open records request, because what we learned is the correspondence addresses the optics of the NFL legend hiring his son as defensive coordinator and concerns about social media attacks. We also learned that his girlfriend does not have a contract or an employment agreement with the university. So she's basically like the team mom, you know what I mean? Like she's I don't know if she's doing this pro bono or not, but she's
there. At some point, I don't know. Maybe she could sue Belichick for labor law violations.
Well, she's filed a lot of. It says in the article later, like she's filed for a lot of trademarks for Belichick's LLC for a lot of the social media stuff she's doing. So maybe she's paying him, or he's paying her, I should say.
Oh, through those companies.
He's paying her. So before the Tar Heels announced they were hiring Belichick's son Steve for the same job. He held at the University of Washington. He was the DC, University of Washington.
Yeah.
Coached several years under his dad. He's the kid that had the mullet that's very famous, you know, the very famous mullet. Hudson wrote to the school's media team to, quote, raise awareness regarding a sometimes subtle, sometimes obvious frequency occurring detail within media releases and social media posts. Though Steve Belichick is in fact Bill's son, he should be depicted and represented as his own established entity as opposed to an extension of Bill. It can be easily misinterpreted that Steve is simply benefiting from nepotism, but that is not the case. Steve was fortunate to have learned defensive football strategy from the greatest mind of all time. He has earned his position due to his performance and output. In other words, she is getting with the media team saying, look the hell out. Here come the people claiming nepotism. Yeah.
Well, and he's also saying, no, but she's also saying, like, hey, let's be sure we frame this properly.
Yeah.
So that you're not describing him like he's a nepo baby or something.
Right.
And let's ignore the fact that there's always, like, okay, yes. There's always a little bit of both with anything with nepotism.
Yes.
Steve Belichick was a defensive coordinator at University of Washington. He has experience with the Patriots where he was working for his father. And yes, of the many jobs that he could have had or taken, it's not just coincidence that he ended up at UNC.
Yeah.
I don't appreciate the fact that she's trying to completely skip past, like, that there's any nepotism involved whatsoever.
Yeah.
Like, so I get what she's saying. Like, hey, they're going to get criticism for nepotism. Let's just be sure we don't invite extra into it and just, let's present him as his own man.
Yeah.
Let's present this nepo baby as a non-nepo baby.
Yes. Okay. Continuing. Hudson said the school should not use images of Steve and Bill Belichick together to prevent, quote, visual prompts that could fuel accusations of nepotism. So don't, if you're about to post a picture of father and son coaching together, that's not a cuddly, lovely story. That's a story of nepotism, or at least a visual prompt of nepotism.
So there should be no pictures of Belichick and his defensive coordinator together.
Correct.
Or talking on the sideline or anything else like that.
That's right.
Okay.
She also suggested the Tar Heels avoid referring to Steve as Bill's son and instead highlight his own accomplishments. He spent a dozen years with the Patriots and called... and called their defense from 2020 to 2023 before joining the Huskies.
Let's not call attention. Let's not talk about how he's working for his father. Make reference instead to the other time he was working for his father.
Oh God. Yeah.
This is simple, guys, okay?
Yeah. It is really worth emphasizing, continuing with the email here, the point that Steve has the experience of being a college defensive coordinator for 1 year, and will bring a plethora of knowledge to the coaching staff. This is the best part. They have a few six in here, you know, when they put their spelling of things and they put sick after it. I believe being strategic about the depiction of the Steve, sick, will prevent controversy and show upmost, U-P-M-O-S-T, upmost, respect towards Steve's career. Validate Bill's decision as a head coach to hire Steve.
Yeah, this has a little bit of a Easterby vibe to it, where I love the notion that, hey, instead of pointing out that he's Belichick's son, point out that he has experience as a college DC, as if the UNC social media department is supposed to say, hey, did you hear what UNC pulled off? They got themselves a coordinator who has 1 year previous experience
yeah,
as
like
a coordinator.
Yeah, like it's something to brag about.
Right. It's not the first time he's done it, people.
Yes. Yes. Oh, my God.
Why don't they just change his last name?
Right.
If you're concerned about it, just change your last. Go by your mother's maiden name or something.
Yeah, man. That email, and it's funny because they've got the emails of the people within the strategic communications, the marketing group and everything. They are bowing to Jordan Hudson. They're like, oh, yes, no, that we'll do that. We were planning on doing that anyway, like all this stuff.
Yeah.
It's wild. My biggest takeaway from all this, Belichick is really creating a relationship that is going to be very hard to unwind from if indeed he wants to unwind from it.
That if all of a sudden he wanted to step away or
something.
That's
a tough breakup when she's been involved in.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And all your business and is CC'd on a bunch of your emails and
yeah.
is heavily involved in the marketing of the college football program in a day and age where marketing of the program is a much bigger deal now because mm-hmm. of the recruit, because of the transfer portal and everything than it was before. He is really, he must be in love, Seth. That's all
I got
to say.
I bet he's in love.
Yeah.
And also it makes for a great docudrama, you know?
Oh yeah.
Someday when it's always the woman who's actually calling the shots in various areas, people are terrified of her. As you know, like Belichick's my boss, but my God, I'm terrified of her.
Well, she. I mean, you've seen that footage of her out of practice. She walks like she owns the place out there.
Yeah.
In the footage that we see, she just has the run of the place, man. Got her flowing robe on there and her knee high boots, and she's just out there. Sassing it up out there at practice.
She's like the wife, the mistress, and the Handmaid's Tale, Mrs. Weatherford. She's terrifying.
She is.
Supposedly, she doesn't call the shots or have any power, but she's the scariest one of the bunch.
How are you handling that? You had said that it was, you know, I don't know what words you use, but it sounded like it was kind of
it's a tough watch.
There's a lot of really nasty and
awful situations.
Yeah.
You feel very, very helpless in it. Yeah, but it's good.
It's good, though? You like it? Yeah, Amy's enjoying
it. Now, I know that, and now I refuse to do any reading about it or any otherwise, because I can tell already, and I know that people try to make political stuff out of all of this. I don't care. I'm just watching the show. It's done well. Yeah.
Oh, is there a lot of that? It's
a well-made television show.
Is there a show that doesn't get politicized anymore?
No, there's nothing that doesn't get politicized anymore. We tried to talk about Aaron Rodgers a little bit, and all of a sudden you're getting assaulted with all kinds of political takes. And
man.
No, you can't. So I just ignore all of it. You know where I catch up on my news? Easter dinner. Yeah. Easter, Thanksgiving, and Christmas. That's where I tell
so
you.
You're all
everybody,
caught up.
Tell me what's going on in the outer world out there. Sounds rough. I'm going to go back to ignoring it.
Going back into my cave. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're all caught up after yesterday, then, is what you're saying. You got all caught up at Easter. You're all caught up on your news.
I know everything that's going on in the world.
Yeah.
Nah, I pay attention. I just don't talk
I know
about
you
it.
Do. I know you do.
That's what I do at family stuff, too. I don't really talk about it. I just listen. Oh,
mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm. yeah.
Mm-hmm. Take it all
in.
One
way to think about it, sure. Yeah.
Take it all in. is Fred VanVleet a text message? This isn't me asking this, but I think it's a fair question. Is Fred VanVleet the Martin Maldonado for Ime Udoka? Fred VanVleet is better at his job now than Martin Maldonado was once he became perceived as the teacher's pet.
For one, I don't think there's any, like, I'm not worried about Fred VanVleet getting too many minutes because he's old. Yeah. That was the big thing with Maldonado was, yes, there was definite value in just how savvy he was and how well he worked with pitchers and everything, but they just rode him into the ground. He's past the age where they could or should be doing that.
Mm-hmm. Now, the big difference between the two, Martin Maldonado was probably making a few million bucks. Fred VanVleet is making $43 million.
Yeah.
And you've got a decision to make after the playoffs are over about whether to opt in on one more year of Fred VanVleet.
Yeah.
Right now, after one game, if this is how it continues, the only reason you'd opt in on a year of Fred VanVleet is to put him in the Durant trade to make the salaries match up. You know, that's the big decision.
Fred VanVleet, if you're going to make a cross-sport analogy, I just don't think I appreciate some of the similarities there, but there's just too vast a difference.
Yeah.
So I don't go Fred VanVleet versus Martin Maldonado. It's kind of an awkward fit. I'd say maybe having like a – with Fred VanVleet, it's almost like a quarterback that you don't feel awesome about.
A little bit,
Like, how much are we going to really change our team strategy based around the really nice things that he does, but is he that guy?
I think the similarity, the big similarity is, and I think this is where the texter is going with this, is they both feel like they've got much longer rope than their teammates do. You know, that they're going to get the benefit of the doubt. Someone said on the text page, Fred VanVleet's looks were open looks. He just missed them. No, he shot a pull-up three with 5 minutes left in the game at a crucial juncture where you needed a basket. And the least likely way you were going to get a basket was Fred VanVleet shooting a three-pointer at that point. And he pulled up on a fast break to shoot a three. Like, no, he was making poor decisions last night at times. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. So we'll circle back to the Rockets as we roll on with the show here. Top of the hour, Adam Schefter has some intel on the NFL draft coming up, including some intel on the Texans that we'll get to at 9 o'clock. I have two follow-ups to two of the takes we played on Take-A-Mania on Friday. More Deion on the jersey retirement. another horrible jersey retirement take from Coach Prime.
Another Nepo situation we got to talk about,
And Stephen A. did apologize, sort of, to the Phoenix Suns owner. We've got that audio for you coming up next. Stay there.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.